Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. Question number 1. What is your why? Why are you waking up every day and working on this business?
I wake up every day and work on my business so much for my employees to make a great place for them to work. Feels really important these days in a way that, you know, and then also to make vibrators that are just like no big deal, because vibrators are no big deal, and to own like pleasure for women without having to pretend it's something else.
Amen. Love that. Question number two, what's been your favorite marketing moment recently?
We did a campaign where we made dildos that looked like Mitch McConnell to raise some money for abortion funds in the U.S. And I thought that was great. Just for us, like, it was something that's really dear to my heart. Before I started the business, I wanted to be a sex therapist. I worked in Planned Parenthood and provided counseling there. It's a really tricky topic to discuss, but I feel really in my bones that if we want people with vulvas to have pleasure, they should totally be able to control the consequences. And this is key to the success of, like, what I want Dame to change in the world. So on the one hand, it's like, we don't want to always be so political, but this feels so important and critical to our mission. And then to do it in a way, like, I think, like, we were like, get fucked by the government, but on your terms.
Oh, yeah, I did say,
like,
that.
It was just like really, I think we had a lot of fun with it and are always trying to use humor to bring attention to things. And we raised a ton of money for abortion funds. And yeah, it was fun.
That's amazing. That's seriously amazing. Congratulations. I love
that.
Thank you. Everyone should go check it out. It's on your Instagram. Question number three, what's a go-to resource for you at the moment? Book, podcast, or newsletter?
So ones that I'm like seeing right now, because they're like bookmarked, I still use, and this one's not new, but like Hyper Island tool. I love this tool.
What's it called? Hyper Island?
I want to like, yeah, it's like this website somebody sent me a long time ago, and it has like different like energizers or meeting activities that you can do with your team, like brainstorming activities or, and I think in a remote world, that's like super helpful. I also love this like random question generator that helps me do intro questions at the beginning of meetings. So those are fun things.
What's that one called? I'm going to link these in the show notes.
Oh my gosh. I have to check my Asana task of intro question. Okay. I don't remember what it's called.
You can send it to me. You can send it to me another time. I love that. So cool. Thanks. I haven't heard of either of those. So love that. Question
number
three.
They're a little bit less. I feel like last time I probably said something like more, I don't know. It's probably better.
I'm into it.
But those
are
good.
Question number four is, how are you winning the day at the moment?
My husband is doing like laundry behind me a little bit. So I feel like that's winning.
Hi, husband.
So that's winning. I'm winning the day. I feel like I got work done today. I did things for myself today. And I got to be with my family today. So those are some wins.
Many wins. Love that.
Many wins.
Question number five. What is the worst money mistake you've made in the business? And how much did it cost you?
Oh my God. The worst money mistake I've made in business. How much did it cost? I feel like so many. Am I trying to add them up and think what?
Or a recent one, or one that still stings, or one that is like top of mind.
Hardware is expensive. So sometimes if we don't design something correctly and have to rework it, like the first run, you'll make something and you prototype it, it works, and then you make 5,000 of them. And then maybe you find out like the pin and manufacturing didn't line up with the port. So like, I remember like with Finn years ago, we had to like replace a bunch of ports. So like those things can be really expensive, but they're also like that happens in manufacturing. It's hard to make that mass produce something, but those can be expensive. I mean, a really early one that now I feel like is so silly. I remember when we first started manufacturing, we found our manufacturer through a US manufacturer who did circuit boards. And in order to kind of get our whole system aligned, we made the circuit boards in the US and then sent the circuit boards to China. And the import tax on circuit boards was so expensive on top of U.S. made circuit boards, which were also much more expensive than we make them now. And I'm like, oh, we should have never done that. That was so dumb. You know, you're learning. You know, always learning.
Ups and downs.
And we got it done. You know what I mean? Like, we made a product pretty quickly. So even though we could have done it better, we could have done it cheaper. That was expensive. We made a product in 9 months.
Right.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Very impressive. Last question. Question number 6. What is just a crazy story, good or bad, from building Dame?
Okay. So when I first started Dame, I remember going to my grandma's country club, and I saw all of her friends were sitting at a big card table, and I was just starting out Dame, and they were like, I'm from a very Jewish world. So they were like, oh, hello, Alexandra. Like, what are you working on? Like, what are you doing these days? And I was like, okay, I'm gonna tell them. And I was like, I am making a vibrator and started, you know, starting a sex toy company. And it was like dead silence. And then one of them, which happens to be my cousin's grandma, this is coming to mind because she recently passed last week.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, but I remember she was like, I'll buy one. And then all the other like old ladies were like, okay, yeah, we're going to support you. And then they were very supportive. And I just remember thinking that
returning
was really
customers.
Funny. Yeah, returning customers. And it was very, really nice thing that this woman who just recently passed did for me. So I really...
Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her.
That is crazy. I love that.
I'm sure there are crazier ones. I feel like there's definitely been some really silly moments in my life where I'm just like, oh my God, like going through TSA, I've definitely had like 10 vibrators. I have a few of those stories.
We'll need the book. We'll need the part three. We'll need the part three, the vibe stories. Love the vibe. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I have loved chatting to you as always. Appreciate you. Appreciate what you're building in the world. And I can't wait to see you in person again.
Thanks. Thank you. Was it good?
It was so good.
I feel
so many good learnings.
I just felt so like, oh, am I not talking about the, I don't know, dude.
You're good. Trust me, you're good. I'm so sorry we went over. I know it's late for you.
Oh, it is late. Yeah, I'm going to hop off. But just remember, like, Dune's forever on my name list. It is such a good one. Your skin looks amazing. It looks so good.
Thanks. I know you did. Thank you. Yeah. I removed my freckles.
I know, which I'm not going to lie. I was like, I'm supportive, but I am a freckle lover.
I don't mind freckles. I love them. But really, I had like... When I look at before and after, I'm like, fuck, I'm so happy I did that. Like, I just had
your skin looks amazing.
It was really grouping together. Like, my melasma was, like, getting, like, so bad. My sunspots were so bad.
And, you know, and also pregnancy makes your melasma, like, go totally wild. So, I'm like, waiting for it to go down, but I keep on looking, and it looks like I did a weird contour thing. But, like, this is just a random...
I can't really
brown
see
spot.
It, to be honest, but
I
know the feels.
All, you know, you... Mm-hmm. It's like all
no
I see.
All right. Yeah. I adore you. Talk soon.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that. Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.